The Republican campaign rhetoric paints incumbent Kissel as a yes man to President Obama and his party. Democrats decry Hudson as an opportunistic Washington insider whose credentials consist mainly of working as an aide to conservative congressmen. So you'd expect Kissel and Hudson to clash in a debate. And yet, yesterday, we heard a lot of this.
I agree with the congressman.
At least half a dozen times, the Republican, Hudson, started his response by agreeing with Kissel, the Democrat. Part of that had to do with the topics. The debate was sponsored by the AARP and centered on Social Security and Medicare. Kissel and Hudson have very similar positions on those two topics, which we'll get to in a minute. But here's another reason for all the agreement.
I am a moderate. I believe that's where the answers are. I believe that's where the majority of the people in our district are.
That last part may be less true than it was when Kissel first got elected in 2008 by defeating Republican Congressman Robin Hayes. The 8th district has traditionally been moderate, but newly redrawn boundaries have boosted the number of Republican voters. Kissel plays up his independent streak. Yesterday, that meant pointing out to an auditorium full of senior citizens that he dared buck his party on President Obama's Health Care Act because it cut funding for Medicare.
I voted no every time that bill came up. It was eventually passed, but not because I voted for it. I voted no every time.
And he, like his opponent, Richard Hudson, supports repealing the Affordable Care Act. Kissel would like to replace it with individual bills that address gaps in health coverage. For example, making sure insurance companies cover pre-existing conditions. Hudson favors market-based reforms that would make insurance companies compete across state lines and allow individuals to band together and purchase coverage with pre-tax earnings. But where senior citizens and healthcare are concerned, the candidates agree completely.
I will never support any plan that makes any change to Medicare for anyone at or near retirement.
Richard Hudson says the cost of providing health care to seniors is a growing burden for the federal government, so he is open to changing the plan for people who are currently his age, 40 or younger. But Larry Kissel says no way to even that.
How do you tell somebody who might have worked 20 years or 30 years or 40 years, I'm sorry, we've changed the rules on you? Once again, it goes back, keep the promises of the person as they entered the workforce. It's simple.
Kissel gave a version of that response over and over during the debate, never taking his full allotted time, and a couple of times just answering
no
when asked if he would support specific proposals to reform Medicare or Social Security, which, by the way, he says can be made solvent in the short term if Congress will just stop raiding the Social Security Trust Fund to pay for other programs. Hudson criticized Kissel for not offering alternatives.
And that is one of the biggest problems, is that politicians continue to kick the can down the road. They talk about it. They say, you know, things like don't raid the trust fund. But where's the fix?
Now, Hudson didn't offer specific solutions to the looming insolvency of Social Security, but said he's open to changes that would affect younger workers, again, those under 40. And those details were enough to impress Monroe Democrat Bonnie Rushing.
This younger man, Hudson, I love the way he enunciated and elaborated and had collected all this the data. I like that approach rather than a general response.
She's still deciding which way she'll vote. Reese Deese of Albemarle says he was a little surprised at all the agreement between Kissel and Hudson during the debate. But he's leaning toward the known quantity, Kissel.
He's for the people. He's for the seniors. Promises that he's going to take care of the seniors, and I think that's great.
It matters what seniors think. Not only do people over 66 tend to be reliable voters, they also make up 18% of the 8th district. Add in all the other voters over 40, whom both Hudson and Kissel vow to protect from any changes to Social Security or Medicare, and you've got 64%, enough to win an election. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.